This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes of the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tiny little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. This is weird.
I know. I feel like you've been put on the kids' table at Christmas.
I can't sit on the knee bend thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Thursday. Thursday, Ursula.
What's happening?
Cortisone injection.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Need that surgery.
I know. I scheduled my pre-op.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I can't take it anymore.
I know. That's saying something.
Neither can we.
No. I broke down last night with my wife. And
we're laughing, but this is not funny.
Well, yeah,
this
it is.
No.
Yeah, it is. No, it's comical. No, but when I'm telling you, and I know there are people listening who know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
When you are in pain every second of your life, including while you're trying to sleep. Look, last night, two nights ago, my knee was flexed in a way that didn't hurt at all. And so yesterday I was walking fine. Last night, I'm awake most of the night because
there's no position that you can find that's
nothing.
Okay.
And so I can barely walk today. And on the pain scale, it's a, three or a four. But when you have that every second of your life, there are just... And I'm saying this not because I want any sympathy, because I have great doctors and I'm taking care of it and all that. But I know that there are people listening, and it just grinds you down unlike anything else. And also, you know, there's some people who, you know, need opioids for that. And with the demonization of opioids, mainly it's street drugs that are killing people with the fentanyl and all that. But there are a lot of people who use them just to kind of get through their day. Instead, they got to deal with this, and I'm fine. I'll be fine. But man, it's something else. I tell you what.
Well, good to hear that. The end is near as far as the pain
the
goes.
The sweet kiss of death will relieve me from
the
all
the death of pain.
Oh, the end of the pain.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's just around the corner for me here. Getting like it's an unbelievable number of text messages. Every topic we did last hour seemed to strike a chord with people. From the 206, I was talking about that. Our state government is very close to implementing a per-mile tax if we allow them to. And their goal, and they don't make any secrets about this, they want to initially make it 2.4 cents a mile, but then they want what's called variable tolling. Every road will be a toll road. I said it'll probably cost $35 to drive into Seattle like it is in Virginia. And from the 206, somebody said, what are you talking about $35 to drive into D.C.? That is not true. And the person who texted me is correct. It was $35 in early January 2018, but it has since broken that record, according to the Washington Post. The toll to go into Washington, D.C. has hit $46.75. It had one $47 day as well. So I was wrong about $35. It's more like $47 some days to drive on the toll road in Virginia into D.C. So if that's what you want, if you want variable tolls where some days, it might not be every day, where someday they'll charge you $35 to drive into Seattle, then allow them to implement this per-mile charge. And if you need to keep a little bit more of your money, then you and I will fight passionately against all of this. Okay, elsewhere in the Fastest 15, you know who's a delightful person?
Who's that?
The weather person in the mornings at Q13, MJ McDermott.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She keeps it very real.
Yeah, she's very, very much a sweetheart. I used to do stuff semi-occasionally, rarely. No, it was pretty occasional. On their morning news.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sorry, that was the fog of pain that structured that sentence.
Very rarely or occasionally. I got it.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. But when I would go in there, MJ would always powder my face for me.
Kind of like
you
do
at the live shows.
Yes, put your eye makeup on.
Yeah.
The bag stuff.
I'm very fortunate to have so many lovely women in my life. So this morning, apparently one of the things they do on the morning news at Q13 is they give the school lunch menus for various school districts. And sounds like it's going to be quite a day down in Kent today.
Well, if you're getting ready for school right now, I think most of us just need a jacket. The rain doesn't start until after the school day, just cloudy and 60. If you live to the north and on the coast, you want the jacket with the hood. Lunch in the Seattle School District, teriyaki chicken with rice bowl or turkey sub sandwich. And Ken, it's the Moxie Dunkers and marijuana. No.
Very interesting day of school today.
Or chicken burger and everything. Rockin' ravioli. Yeah, you'll be...
That's the... Moxie Dunkers in marinara, not marijuana, apparently.
Well, you see the M-A-R-I, and you're just going that way. That's funny.
It's marinara?
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah, it is.
Okay.
Spelling bee.
Yeah. I'm really out of it. So anyway, that was cute. That was very, very well handled by her. Next up in the Fastest 15, I always enjoy this day. Because the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees have been announced. 16 nominees and two Seattle-based bands are among the nominees. So, as always, let's all cast a little vote here. One of the nominees is these guys. Dave Matthews Band, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yes or no? Sean Dettori, I begin with you.
You know what? They've been around for quite some time, and they still have quite a big following. They have the Dave Matthews Fest at the Gorge. It's a three-day night. Yeah.
Huge.
So I'm going to say, sure, let's let Dave Matthews in. They can crash on into that award ceremony.
Nicole Thompson?
Yeah, I'd have to say yes for this one, too.
Ursula?
You're shaking your head already. I say yes eventually, but not right now.
Here's my take on
Dave Matthews. You want him to die first?
No! But there are people who have died who haven't made it yet.
Here's the thing.
What does it matter? They can get an extra two.
I am driven insane by their sound.
Seriously?
Yeah, there's not one song.
This song is my favorite song.
There's not one song that...
This one.
I recognize that they're enormously talented. I have heard that Dave Matthews is an incredibly nice human being.
I
know people who run into him at a certain Starbucks in town on a fairly regular basis. And everybody that has told me about encountering him has told me just what an absolute sweetheart of a person he is. But no.
How does this drive you crazy? It has the opposite effect. Oh, it's chill music.
No, this is the kind of... I don't smoke weed.
Nor do I.
It's just chill.
Yes. You feel good.
Okay, I'll be the lone no vote. Also, the Seattle band. I wonder if you picked the one song I know by this band. Wait, where's the other Seattle band?
It's up there at the top.
It is?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Oh, boy.
It's not. I don't see it at all.
Play it, Nicole.
Play it. Maybe you're thinking of a different band. Here. Maybe these.
Okay. Who's this?
Depeche Mode.
Reach out, touch base. Is that from Seattle?
That's not Seattle.
Aren't they? They're north.
They're not Seattle. They're from England, I think.
Oh. Why is it listed on my list?
I forget where they're actually from, but not. I don't believe they're from America.
It's Soundgarden that we wanted to find.
Yeah, Soundgarden. Did you load any Soundgarden?
Oh, yeah, I have that. Uh-huh.
There's only one song I know by them. And I know that they were huge and influential in the grunge scene. And let's. Yeah, this is the only song. This is the only Soundgarden song I could name.
So we know your answer.
Are they Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Ursula?
I say no.
Sean Dettori.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And that has nothing to do with the passing of Chris Cornell. Their music is... their music's fantastic.
I do think they're a staple for their kind of music.
And I think we're out of that demographic, too, Dory.
I know.
I think we're not really qualified.
There are a lot of people my age that were into Nirvana and Soundgarden and all that. I'd say yes to them before Dave Matthews Band.
Really? Definitely.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Oh, just because I think Dave Matthews should be in the Hall of Fame doesn't mean I follow their career. I don't care for the music.
So just so you know, this is Soundgarden's first nomination. Dave Matthews Band is in its second year of eligibility.
I did not know that. And are you serious? These guys, hold on. These guys are not in? Are you serious?
Oh, these are great. This is a great song.
The Doobie Brothers are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That is a crime.
Are you sure about this, Nicole? Are they on the list?
Yes, they're on my list. Hold on.
I saw these guys last summer or a couple of summers ago with Steely Dan. Fantastic.
They're still... Yeah, I saw them a couple years ago up at Tulalip. First concert I ever saw, New Year's Eve, 1976, going into 77, Seattle Center Coliseum, Doobie Brothers.
Yes, and everybody is calling it a final year.
How can they not be in?
Exactly.
They're one of the 10. I mean, you got the Chicago and the Doobie Brothers and the Eagles, and I don't know who the other seven are, but...
Maybe the Doobie Brothers were just smoking a bit too much of the doobie, and they were actually nominated before. They never knew about it.
They say they're looking forward to getting back together.
Do you not understand?
You sounded like you were high then.
They've been eligible since 1996.
This is unbelievable. How could they not be yet? That's an outrage.
There's a couple others that I'm surprised by. I mean, are you not going to play the others?
Well, I'll play a couple others here. Let's see. I don't know about this one. Pat Benatar?
I think she should be.
It kind of ticks me off because on Sunday Night Football, the open for the games this year, Carrie Underwood always sings the theme. And now they have Pat Benatar playing the guitar with her.
What's wrong with that?
As you know, Ursula.
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
It just makes me sad, too. And she can still rock.
She's still rocking it.
I know she is. It's just the people from when I was kid, and then I see him today, it just makes me sad.
Oh, my gosh.
But so the other female.
Denial. Whitney Houston.
Yes,
yeah,
Eve, what'd you pick? Pat or Whitney?
Pat Benatar. Ay. Probably. I mean, compared to some of the other people they've put in.
But wait, you'd want both of them?
Well,
I'm saying which one would you pick?
Well, Whitney.
Yeah.
Whitney, you got to put in.
Great.
Oh, this video, I think this was her first hit. She was about 18 or 19. She was just that huge smile that just lit up the screen, and she couldn't have been more adorable and perky and bubbly. And then you know what drugs did to her. That's speaking of making you sad.
Crack is whack.
Yeah. So,
Sean,
what's the matter
to
with
this
you?
Day?
Yeah. And the other one.
I was going to say to this day, though, I think prior to her drugs and then when it ruined her voice, I think her voice really is.
Oh, the
among
Titanic
the best.
Song.
Yeah. I can't think of too many voices that were better.
What? No.
Oh, is that
Celine?
No, that's Celine Dion. What? Dory?
What? Okay, well, now I don't feel so bad about the Depeche Mode.
Yeah, this has been a disaster, this whole segment.
Here's another one that I think that I want to play for our audience. Maybe not.
Well, one more song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go. Oh.
Come on. We're trying to get the 30 something.
Wow, so you're baiting them.
Yep.
Is this going to be, you're trying to catfish our audience right now by playing some hip music?
They'll like it.
They will like
this
it.
This takes me back, man. This is high school.
Yeah, this takes me back to my 40s. Hey, Notorious B.I.G. GBN.
Oh yeah, definitely. He's got some songs that, Dora, you probably have never heard that are wonderful.
I only buy the clean version of his songs, you know.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just one long beep.
My iPod is filled with clean versions of Notorious B.I.G. Okay, let's move on here for crying out loud. Up next. Oh, by the way, do you have some good stuff for Dave Wyman and me?
Do I? Half hour? Do
yeah.
I?
Yeah, and no, yes. No more. I was thinking about this when I was driving in this morning.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I think we've had Steve Winwood the last 2 weeks.
All right.
We've had George Harrison I don't know how many times.
I haven't. Okay.
We need
I really
some,
want you to take this seriously,
yeah, we need some
Sean.
Fresh stuff.
I feel like you're coming up with these last minute. You need a list.
Really? Yeah. You think I'm doing this last minute?
No, no, not you.
You think I'm just scrolling through Audio Vault and trying to pick a song that sounds like you might know?
All I'm saying is...
Well, YouTube, yeah.
Surprise us okay. with freshness today.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking.
All right, something fresh?
Fresh.
Fresh and hot out the kitchen?
Next up in the Fastest 15. Ursula, I'm going to do an I Told You So here.
Okay.
Remember a few weeks ago when it was revealed that Bill Gates had been flying around with Jeffrey Epstein, the
yes.
the guy who had all the teenage, underage girls.
Sex predator
as
who killed himself.
Sex slaves. Yeah, killed himself in prison. And I remember when that first came to light.
Okay, really quick. I'm sorry I'm going to do this, but Joan Jett is in the Carrie Underwood football theme. Not Pat. Sorry to interrupt, but it's just driving. You know, people are screaming at their radios right now.
You're right.
It's driving them crazy.
And everybody's correct about that.
I had to correct you.
Everybody's
correct that
immediately. No, I'm glad. Because the last thing I like purveying is fake news. So thank you. It is Joan Jett.
No, I thought you were telling me something new. I had nothing, had no idea about with NFL football.
I wish
football.
They had put Joan Jett in the Sunday Night Football Open. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, I'm not even going to do the Bill Gates, Jeffrey Epstein.
Wait, just
thing.
Sum it up at least.
I said, why didn't Bill Gates have better vetting, the richest man in the world at the time? And he is hanging out with somebody who had already done time for being a child sex predator. And now some new reporting, the New York Times, Bill Gates' ties with Jeffrey Epstein strengthened after the pedophile got out of prison in 2011. And Gates says he now regrets that he struck up a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. But Gates flew many times on his airplane that was nicknamed the Lolita Express, and Bill Gates is not accused of doing anything, but I have no idea when you have accomplished everything you can possibly accomplish, what Jeffrey Epstein could bring into your life that is worth you hanging out with a convicted pedophile. That has never made any sense to me at all. There, I finally made some sense in this segment, and that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
Give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Dave Wyman's Tuesday visit coming up next.
You got that jeans, daydream, look in your eye, and I got that red.
I know this.
Classic thing that you
I'm going to say first name again. Taylor.
I think...
What's her last name?
Swift.
Taylor Higgins?
Taylor Swift.
Swift.
Higgins?
Taylor Higgins.
Just it rolls came right to off my, the tongue. Came to my mind.
I'll give it to Dave if that's who it is.
That's Taylor Swift, yeah.
Is that right?
We're going for 30.
Hey, am I bringing the hotness? Am I bringing the freshness?
Yeah, you're fresh.
Bringing the teeny boppers.
Come on.
Yeah, you bring the real talk radio demo.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are really stressing me out with this stuff.
Sorry. Maybe if on Monday night you just took 10 minutes.
Sean, I think you're doing great.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm gonna give it to you, Dave.
I'll see you at the water cooler, buddy.
I'm going to give you that one.
Okay.
1-0.
All right.
Because you got Taylor. Swifty. What's the Taylor Swift story you sent me in the news today? Do we have that in my staff?
There was a team that was losing every time because
Los
they had
Angeles
a...
Kings had oh, yeah, to cover basketball. Up a banner, mm-hmm. a Taylor Swift banner in their arena because they think it's jinxed.
And they've won every time they've covered it, and they've lost every time it's shown.
Oh, look, I guess I'm bringing the topical news to the show today, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
The song.
See? Yeah. He had it planned that way the whole time.
Huh.
She's, you know, the thing about her, she used to be country.
Oh, yeah.
Then she decided to cross over. And now she's gotten woke.
Is she a little bit rock and roll?
Well, no, that's Marie.
Pop.
But in the last year, she's gotten woke, and she's decided that she's going to be real politically active.
There's nothing I like more than hearing an actor or actress
yeah.
or artist. I tune in for a song,
yeah.
and I get their political opinions. Instead, I yeah. can't get enough of that.
You know what? I'll give credit. Will you bump up the Joe Walsh clip that you pulled a couple weeks ago?
Sure.
Okay. So when my wife and I went to see the Eagles weekend before last in Vegas, Joe Walsh, are you Joe Walsh Eagles
yep.
fan? Okay. Guitar virtuoso. I mean, I think you got Eddie Van Halen, you got Joe Walsh. And it was like 3.5 hours of just unbelievable virtuosity playing the guitar. And so when I had him on the show, he was just a sweetheart. He was a fantastic guest. And right at the end, he said this to me. It's a treat for me to have you on my radio show.
Well, look, buddy, I don't agree with you on everything, but I love your take. You keep going.
Okay. Oh, I wish we had
It's important that you're on the air.
I wish we had time to talk about the stuff you disagree on. I could set you straight, Joe.
Well, that's a whole other story.
Okay. So he's political. He obviously had looked up my blog, disagreed with me.
Yeah.
Still couldn't have possibly been any nicer. And during the concert, the only thing he said that was at all political was register to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell anybody how to vote.
That's good.
He just said, go register to vote. And
sure.
That's okay. That's the extent of what I want from my rock stars.
Yeah.
Okay. How good are the Seahawks?
It's a good question.
And I don't know the answer because of who they've played, but all you can do is beat the teams you've played that are on your schedule. And I'm starting to think that they might be really, really good.
Here's the encouraging thing, I would say. This team is becoming their leader, which is Russell Wilson. And if you think about the scrappiness of this team, that, like, they've suffered adversity early on. What'd they go down, 26 the other
20,
day?
20-6, yeah.
And remember the first half of the Pittsburgh game where Russell was just getting pounded and, you know, sacked 4 times, and yet they just hang in there, and they don't let it get them down. And you hear Russ talk about that. I mean, I talked to a guy today in Baltimore, and his name was Nestor.
Hmm.
Yeah, interesting name.
Dory's not going to comment on
Dory
anybody
and
else's
Nestor.
Name.
But I was saying, you know, if you want what Russell Wilson is, go to the NFC Championship game from the 2014 season.
Sure.
It's technically 2015. He threw, what, 4 interceptions?
Yeah.
And I think all 4 went to Jermaine Kearse, and he went back to Jermaine Kearse
right.
for the game winner. So, yeah, I mean, that and also the hit he took from Clay Matthews was
yes.
just like everybody in the world gets a concussion except for Russell Wilson. So, yeah, that's the good news, I think, is that I think that they truly are that personality. Bobby's the same way, and I saw this from the booth that, and I think they put it on TV on the copy, that after that 3rd score, Bobby Wagner got the defense over
yes.
there. Let him hear about it.
Yes.
I mean, for a while.
Because it was the first time since 2008 that a Seahawks opponent had scored touchdowns on their first 3 possessions of a game.
Wow.
And Bobby was furious. And, yes, he lit them up. He lit up his teammates on the sideline after that 3rd touchdown.
And he doesn't do that a lot. So, you know, when he did it, it was meaningful.
And here's what struck me about that. We have seen in years past sideline tirades by Doug Baldwin, by Michael Bennett, by who else?
Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman. And I always got the sense that those tirades were about Doug Baldwin and Michael Bennett and Richard Sherman and not about the team. I felt like there was a selfishness about them. Mm-hmm. And as I watched Bobby on Sunday, I thought, this is a guy who just wants to win.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it's a huge difference between where they are now and what was missing the last couple of years. Or maybe what was here that was a detriment the last few years.
It's so fun covering this team. There's none of that now. And look, I love all of those guys for what they brought.
Sure.
Marshawn Lynch, Michael Bennett, you know, those guys all had something. The guy from Baltimore, why didn't you sign Earl? I'm like, well, it's just a lot nicer around here. It's kind of like, you know, when you get your kids out of the house and you're super happy and then all of a sudden they want to come back and you're like, eh, I'm tired of the dirty dishes in the sink and everything's nice and happy now. I love my kids. But
I know you do. You're a great dad. What do we got here, Sean?
Oh, I got a poop story for you.
Oh, good.
I know you like this.
Love those. Help
me. I broke apart my insides. This would be somebody I don't know. I've got no
soul to sell. I feel like I should know the voice. I'm going to go with Lenny Kravitz.
No, that's absolutely wrong. But this is one of the nominees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Who's that?
You don't know who it is?
No.
Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't think I could identify a single Nine Inch Nail
song. You know how they got their name?
Somebody had Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah, Howard Hughes in his final years had nails that were 9 inches long.
Yikes. Yeah. No.
Totally creepy. Making that up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you sold me.
The band name.
Nice job.
I know. The fact you were buying it, I thought maybe I'd have to straighten it out for the listener, too. Okay, Dave Wyman is with us. He has a 1-0 lead in Name That Artist, and he says he has a poop story for us next.
Where'd this song come from? How is this a popular song now?
I don't know. It's spent more weeks at number one than any song in history, I believe.
What is
it?
Like a folk?
It's the country guy and Lil something.
You're right.
Lil
so
something.
Far. So far.
Lil. Wasn't he on the Trump thing? What was the Trump show that he used to do?
Trump show.
You're fired.
The Apprentice.
Oh, thank you.
So it's the country guy and Lil.
Lil John?
No.
Lil Nas X.
Yes. Lil Nas X and?
And the country guy.
Oh, I'm going to give it to Dory. I would have no idea.
Okay, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, really?
He's got that kid who sings.
Miley.
Yeah. I'm going to give you that one.
Miley Lee Cyrus.
So we're tied at one, which couldn't make the next song possibly more exciting.
Yep.
You have a poop story?
Crickets.
Yeah. Tell me your poop story.
Oh, okay. So in Cleveland, they had the changing of the guard. Now, why in midseason, I don't know, but the mascot is a big bull mastiff dog.
Okay.
And his name was Swagger. And so they're going to, like, take him out to a farm or something. Somebody adopted him or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And he's being put out to pasture because he's getting old. Mm-hmm. And so then they brought in the new one, SJ. But before the old one departed, he took a huge dump on the Seahawks sidelines. And so the security guys came to me, John and George, and they stand there, and they're standing there and, like, what is that smell? And I sent you a picture, which I don't know if you're going to tweet it out.
I don't.
So it was just reeked. And the dog had eaten like tacos or something because it was a mess.
It didn't look like a solid.
Well, wait. Oh, it's on top of the towel? That's it?
Well, and it's underneath it.
No, it's that whole, it's
whole
very
thing there. You can see some
area.
Of it's uncovered.
And
so they told the Cleveland people, you know, down there on the sides that run the stadium, like, hey, you know, can we do something here? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. And they go over and put a couple of Gatorade towels over it.
That's literally about 3 feet long.
Yeah. I like to think that the dog was trained to do that. That'd be awesome for the opponents.
Yes.
You know, go to the opponent's sideline.
I'm sure that if you were a Browns fan and you saw Scatter, what was his name?
Swagger.
Scatter. I'm sure if you saw Swagger doing that on the Seahawks sideline, you would just be thinking, good boy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was his parting shot.
Yeah. You know what? I'm thinking about going out like that here at the station.
Why don't you? You know what? You want to become epic, Dave?
Yeah.
Do that on the Ravens sideline on Sunday.
All right.
Oh, no. I was thinking here at the station. That's what I was talking about. I'm going out at the station.
Wait. Why is your idea funny and mine's disgusting?
Because,
I'm not going to do that.
He was quitting his job like the dog. It's not in public. There's many reasons.
Is scatological humor in our demographic, Nicole? Are you trying to catfish some scats?
Oh, Dory, I'm not going to do that. I'll do it here at the radio station.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Period.
I'd do it in front of 60,000?
Yes.
Oh, no? You are so sweet. You are so bad. No
idea. Yeah, pick another one, Sean, quick.
Oh, jeez.
We're not going to get this one.
Or Sean.
All right, here. It's the same artist.
Oh, is this long, tall woman in a black dress? No.
The Who?
No.
Bang a Gong, Get It On is T-Rex!
T-Rex, baby!
Oh, yes! Nice.
Oh, that was exciting.
The other song was Jeepster by T-Rex.
You know, when I texted you, Dave.
Well done.
To
Hold
confirm
on.
That you were coming on, what did I say?
Bring it.
I said, good, I need to have some fun on the show today.
Yeah.
You know what you did?
Called a poop story.
You were a wacky funster. Thank you. You hear Dave Wyman every afternoon, 3 to 7, on Bob, Dave, and More. And we're going to check the news for you, and then the Big Lead at 2 is coming up next.